This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As I was reading the book of Numbers, chapters 10 through 20, I sensed there was some lessons to be learned about leadership. Moses faced formidable challenges as he sought to lead the nation of Israel from Egypt through the desert to the Promised Land. With the topic of leadership in mind, consider the following points I collected during the reading of these chapters. See how the experiences of Moses help you understand the dynamics of leadership better. A leader needs others, but also might find these same people standing in the way of progress. A leader needs to be patient and compassionate, but also needs to be aware of the emotional drain this can be. An emotionally drained leader can be driven to impulsive actions that are very costly. A leader finds strength to go on against overwhelming odds when his calling is clear and his devotion to the Lord firm. Now correlate these thoughts into an outline. You could give the title as Keys to Effective Leadership. These would be the points: team dynamics, personal dynamics, divine dynamics. Once you have the main points like this, you can amplify each point with subpoints to flesh out each main point. I'll be doing this in the next few visits. Let me encourage you to do the same on your own as you read Numbers 10 through 20. That way, you'll be able to interact with my thoughts as I develop the outline. The final step in a topical study is to crystallize what you've learned into personal applications you can make to your own life or that you can share with someone else for their benefit. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.